All right, Dad, you there?
Yes, I am.
Jeff?
Yep, right here.
David?
Yep.
All right, good. Well, welcome, everybody, to the Monday Night Packard Boys team call. We are in for a treat tonight. We have the number two income earner with Send Out Cards joining us, and we're going to do a little questions back and forth. He's going to ask us some questions, and we're going to ask him a bunch of questions as well. So this should be an interesting call. Before we get started, do you guys have any announcements, promotions that you want to go over real quick?
No, I didn't gather that information for tonight's call, Adam, so I apologize on that.
Jeff?
I've got two, Adam. Do you want to just do it, or do you want to wait for next week?
No, just do them real quick. It's fine.
Okay. Rich Schott hit 100 distributors, the 100 milestone. Rich Schott had a Bart Ratliff team. Also, Super Saturday is going on this coming weekend, St. Louis, Missouri. You can go to socsupersaturdays.com to find out all the different Super Saturdays going around the country and to register for that one. So that's being hosted by Bart Ratliff.
Awesome. And I have one brand new senior manager who hit it last night, and that's Krista Baer, fellow Penn State Nittany Lion out of Eagle, Colorado. So congratulations, Krista. Now, who wants to get this thing fired up? Dad, you're the oldest, so why don't you get this thing rolling? And why did we decide to have David on here with us?
Is he on?
Yes, he is, yeah.
Oh, that's comforting. Hi, Dave, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
It's interesting. I don't know if anybody can imagine how difficult it is to come up with a topic every single week. And it's sometimes you go, hey, we talked about that 3 weeks ago, or we talked about that. And I think it was you, Adam, that said, why don't we have a guest come on? And I said, what a great idea. And I'm not sure who recommended it. I certainly didn't. But I said about having a guest. Was it you, Adam, or you, Jeff, that said David?
No, I think Dave was trying to have you on his call, and he realized that his call is the same time as our call. So we just had a combined call this week.
Yeah, and we just thought that was a great idea. So we came up with some questions that we wanted to ask Dave, and he just sent us some questions that he wanted to ask. And I just think it'd be very interesting. It's I'm thrilled to have David on our call this evening to ask him some questions. I actually went on to your website, Dave. You know, I'm not much of an internet marketing type of person. It's pretty well known that I'm not LinkedIn or on Facebook or have quite a challenging time to send out an email, but this is how you built your business, and we couldn't wait to have you on the call because we have a lot of distributors in our group that every time when we talk about we get on stage and talk about the Treat 'Em Right, and they show one of the eight areas is through the internet is where you get where you can find your prospects, and we just kind of gloss over that real quickly, but having you on the call tonight, we can really. I'm really looking forward to it. So why don't we ask Dave a couple of questions, guys, that we had that we came up with and put them on the firing line.
Let's do it. Ed, you want to start?
Yeah, you go ahead, Adam.
Okay. Yeah, I had a couple of questions for you. Everybody, we've been in this now for about 4 years, and I think you're about the same. What would you do differently now if you were to start brand new and send out cards? How would you do things a little bit differently?
Well, first of all, thank you guys for having me on the call. I feel privileged to be on the Packard Boys call. One cool thing about this company is that the people that are, the top 10 income earners and the higher-ups, we all really like each other. I mean, believe it or not, that's kind of a unique thing in network marketing. We all really like each other, and I love the Packard Boys, so I'm really grateful to be on the call tonight. Now, that's an easy question. What would I do different if I had to go do it all over again? I would have realized the potential with Send Out Cards, and I would have worked my butt off in the first year. That's what I would have done. I joined in, I think it was June of 2005, and I just used it in my business for the next 5 months. I didn't promote it and really didn't really understand that I could promote it. And then it started working so good for me that I called the guy back up that sponsored me and said, okay, now I want to promote this thing. You can't promote it, right? And so in November, that's when I really started promoting it. But even then, I just saw it as, one more product to promote. oh my gosh, if I could recapture that first year, I would have gone nutso with send out cards. I would have really pounded it back then.
I remember when you came on the scene, Dave, all of a sudden everybody go, who is this David Fry? My God, I remember standing next to Eric Laver and Jordan when they were talking about you. I mean, you have quite a presence on the internet. I didn't realize you're kind of like the, you know, really well known. Right?
Hey, everyone's famous in their own little circle.
Yeah.
When I come home at night, my kids think I'm the best thing since sliced bread.
But honest to goodness, I mean, I went to your website last night, and in fact, I actually signed up for your email newsletter.
You're going to discover all my little secrets.
Well, I'm telling you, you know, that's the nice thing. You mentioned that, Dave. That's the nice thing about Send Out Cards. I think people are happy for people's success. It's unlike other companies. I mean, we're thrilled when somebody gets promoted, and because we know what kind of work you had to do to get there.
Yep.
And there's so much. I mean, there's so much low-hanging fruit out there, and everybody has so much potential. So it's we're thrilled for the success that you've had, and it just shows us, and it shows everybody in our group that you can build a business through obviously through the internet how you're doing it. So.
Keep asking me questions because you're going to find that is a myth. Well, let me just go ahead and tell you guys, that is a myth. It's a myth that's been perpetuated, and I can understand why it's been perpetuated, but it truly is a myth. When I did my first promotion in November of 2000, there's only two times that I ever promoted Send Out Cards on the internet, and that's my fault. I'm dumb for not doing it more, but November 2005 was the first time,
yeah.
And then I believe it was my one-year anniversary in November 2006. Those were the only times that I've ever sent emails to my list of people online about Send Out Cards. That is the honest truth. And,
interesting.
And everything else has been people that I've known, that I've called up, that I've met through seminars, that have found me, that I do have a link on my site that talks about this referral system, but I'll be honest with you. I don't get much play off of that whatsoever. In fact, pretty much 99% of the people that I sign up and that I have signed up over the past couple of years have been through my own associations. And shame on me for not taking more advantage of the asset that I have. In 2010, I think I'm going to turn that around. But that's a myth.
And that's it. Well, first impression is the last impression sometimes, I guess. But
yes.
Jeff, you had a question.
Sure. I've got a question for David. I would think of your top distributors on your team, and where did they come from?
Top what?
What's that?
Say it again, top what?
Top distributors on your team, your top team builders on your team. And where did you find them? A lot of people want to know where we find some of our top people.
Oh, yeah. Well, be honest with you, that my top team builders I didn't find. Someone else did.
Well,
I think about them.
Where did the first couple people, the people that you led them to? That's what we want to know.
Well, let me think about that, because Annette Bao, she's an executive. That's someone that I knew in my personal relationships. Everett O'Keefe knew John Riding, and John Riding knew me through my newsletter, through the internet. Think of my other executives. Randy. I don't deal with Randy too much because he's a big lead generator. But that guy I met because he bought one of my books and I sent him a bunch of cards afterwards. To be honest with you, I didn't recruit most of my top guys. Someone else did, and I started working with them.
That's
Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, I was just curious on who you knew that led you to that person.
Yeah, most of them were people. You know, here's what happened with me, and I'm just being totally open with you guys. I recruited some people that knew me from my newsletter, and usually I have a lot of marketers on my newsletter, but none of them ever did anything in the business. So what I would do is I, like, did one webinar with them, and we'd sign up maybe 10, 15 people. Those guys, the person I did the webinar for, never did a single thing after that, nothing. But it was usually in those people through the webinars some that I would get to know a little bit. I keep thinking about my executives. Most of them are two or three levels down from me.
And Mike,
so,
where'd Mike C's come from?
Mike C's came from Randy.
Okay.
Who was in a different opportunity, and Mike knew him through a different opportunity. And we did a webinar with Randy one night, and Mike, I believe, signed up, and that's how I got to know him. So it's not people that I knew; it's people that someone else knew. Which that's what Jordan always says is, you know, your big people on your team aren't going to be the people that you recruit. It's usually the people that are a couple people down from you.
Right.
Dave, when you said you did a webinar one night with him, what do you mean you did a webinar with him one night?
Well, for a while there, I was doing a lot of referral webinars. So I had this referral presentation that I would give, and I would go to people that were influential, and I said, hey, let me sign you up and send out cards, and then I'll get your money back, and we'll do a webinar by doing a webinar for your list. And so we did an online presentation. That's basically what it was. It was a little presentation online. And we had some people log in, and they watched the presentation, and they would sign up. And once they signed up, then I would call them, and we would train them. Me and my assistant would train them personally.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ones that took action are the ones that I started to develop a relationship with. That's kind of how it worked.
Now, that opens up another discussion. You have an assistant?
I do until December 17th, doggone it. She... Yes, I've had an assistant, and you know, I've always had an assistant. You guys know I have a couple other businesses.
Yeah.
And I've had an assistant to help me in those other businesses, but this is a true story. This is the only time I've ever stacked, okay? I've never stacked except this one time, way, way early. And I think it was back like in – it was a long – it was like – maybe January or February of 06, is just after I joined, it was time for her to get a raise. And I said, well, I'll get you into this. I'll give you two options. Option A, I'll get you into the send out cards thingy, and I'll make you a senior manager. Or option B, and you never ask for me a raise ever again. Or option B, I'll give you a raise. And smart enough, she picked option A, so I helped her become a senior manager. Again, only stacking I've ever done. And guess what? I stacked some pretty dang good people under her because she's got a growing team. And this year I said, you know, you really ought to come to this convention thing, man, because it is awesome. So she comes to the convention. She goes berserk, loves it, comes back, is quitting on me, is going full-time to send out cards.
I love it.
Dave, how much time do you put in to send out cards right now on a daily basis, would you say?
Well, I'll be really, really honest with you. It's a very, very part-time for me. 2010, I hope to pick up steam again, but
it's been
part-time.
And you said earlier that if you were to change things in the beginning, that you would work harder that first year. So you're working on a very part-time basis. You didn't go after it your first year, and you have how many distributors right now?
What, 9,400, I think?
9,495,
something like that.
So how can you, you know, when we have, you know, new team members on the call that have a few reps and, you know, they're working their tails off, how can you, you know, give some tips to those new people that, you know, they work at part-time and they want to see the, you know, a good level of success in the first couple of years? What advice might you give them?
Well, first thing is don't quit your job too early. I spent the weekend with a friend of mine who quit his job too early, and now he's in dire straits. And so don't quit your job too early. But if you're going to make this thing work on a part-time basis, you must treat it as a job. You cannot go willy-nilly with it. You've got to set aside 2 hours a day. And if that 2 hours a day is early in the morning, like maybe 6 to 8 or 5 to 7, and all you do, you don't call up anybody, you just send cards and gifts during that time period, or you send an email out and reach out to people and set up appointments, or you do it in the evening. But it's got to be like 2 hours a day. I say 2 hours a day. If you have 1 hour a day, do it. But here's the deal, okay? If you can do one walk through a day, and I don't know the math too well, but follow me here for a moment. If you can do one walk through a day, it's been my experience that every 2 out of every 10 people will sign up with the entrepreneur, and a third person with a retail account, whether it's retail or wholesale. That's been my stats. Adam, I know those are your stats because I've surveyed you. It's usually 2 out of 10 people with proper follow-up. So if you're doing one walkthrough a day, that's 5 walkthroughs a week, you should be signing up one person a week. Okay? One person a week, you're going to make $120. So if you do that for 4 weeks, you're going to make $480. So at the very least, you should be making $480 a month as you start out and send out cards. That number is very important because studies have shown that if you don't make at least $500 in your first 90 days in a network marketing company, over 80% of the people drop out. So let's turn that around. If you can get someone to make over $500 in the first 90 days, then the chances of them staying in are very, very high. So in the very first month, I'd like my people to reach $480. That's signing up one entrepreneur a week. But let's say that you continue to do that, and then you find those 4 people, and you help them do 3, okay? Now they're making $480 a month, and you're making, once you hit manager, you're making $50 off of each one of those. Imagine, that starts to add up very quickly. And so my advice to you, if you're starting out, is A, you need to construct your network. And what I mean by constructing your network is every one of you who are listening, who are starting out, have a network. I don't care who you are. Guys, I was just in a training down in San Diego this week. We had close to 100 people in that training. And there was a lady in the back who was she worked in the medical profession. She says, all I know is a couple doctors and dentists, right? And then we go through this little exercise where basically I bribe them with CDs, you know, Jim Rohn CDs and Jordan Adler CDs and other CDs to make a list of people. So every 30 people they list, I give them a CD. Every 60 people, I give them a CD. If they reach 90, I give them a CD. 120, I give them another CD. Guess what? She had over 120 people. She thought she knew nobody, but when I bribed her, she came up with a list of 120. Everybody knows a bunch of people. So that is your network, and that's what you start off with. So when it says building your contact manager, first thing you should do is build out your network. Write everyone down, put them in your contact manager, and then do what Jordan Adler did when he started this business. You guys remember his story? What did he do at the very beginning when he started his business? He sat out on his porch, and he started sending cards like crazy, and he started calling people up. That's how he started his business. That's what you should do, too. And your goal should be to sign up at least one person a week. And if you're doing what I just told you, I can almost guarantee you, you're going to sign 2 people up a week, which would make it 8 in your first month, which would make you close to $1,000.
That's awesome. Now, we've been firing questions at you. I'm sure you have a few that you take a
break.
Yep. You want to ask
yes,
us?
Yes, I do. Okay, so my first question is for Jim. Jim, what's a typical day for you? A working day, not when you're slouching around. What's a typical working day for you?
Oh, it's easy. It's easy, Dave. I'm an early morning person. As some of the distributors will tell you, I'm sometimes in my office at 4:30 or 5. And and I will read something or I'll study something for half hour, 45 minutes, sometimes, you know, an hour, depending on the time that I'm in here. For example, right now I'm reading Cody's book, The Promptings book. And when I read a book, Dave, I as the guys will tell you, I underline it and write notes. And so today I, you know, I do that every single day. I'm a real big advocate of the Daily Eight. I mean, that is the one sheet that I have on my desk. I average, you know, I try to average 40 points a week. For the course of all of last year, I averaged 53 points a week. So I keep track of that. I play golf every Tuesday and Thursday and Saturday. And so I still try to, and I always maintain my, you know, my point schedule. I'm always averaging over 40 points a week. So I just do the Daily Eight. But the only way that I really can judge myself whether or not the day was really successful was whether or not I did a walkthrough with somebody. So that's kind of the key to my day, is getting that walkthrough done. And regardless if I enrolled two or three people during the course of that particular day, if I didn't do a walkthrough, I would feel like it was an empty day. It was a day that I didn't accomplish anything. So I really tried, and I averaged 33 walkthroughs a month. And my goal is to have 25% of those be three-way calls with my distributor. So pretty much a typical day with me is to try to get my 8 points, and I pretty much do that.
I'd be interested, Jim, to know how many entrepreneur signups you have from those 33 walkthroughs. I'd like to know.
Yeah, it's I'm pretty accurate on my you know, when I first started out, Dave, it was a little bit higher, but I average about a 55% closing ratio on my in the number of the walkthroughs that I do with the people that I enroll.
What percentage of those sign up after some follow up?
76% of them I close on the spot or the very first phone call, so I don't have a lot of follow up.
Wow, that's amazing. There's got to be some secret there that.
I think the secret there, Dave, really is, obviously the quality of your prospects. I do a lot of referral selling, so a lot of my prospects are referrals, so that certainly helps the ratio. But when I actually walk some, prior to walking somebody through, like if I was going to walk you through, I would just, I'd say something along the lines, Dave, I can't wait to show this to you. The only thing I'm going to ask, when I get done, you tell me whether or not you feel it's a tool that you might be able to use in your business. Is that fair enough?
So you're positioning them already. They already understand in your mind that you're going to give them the question at the end.
Absolutely. And that is, I think, the key. And then if we get to the point where I walk them through and I go over the pricing and I go, you really have a couple options. You can become a customer or you can become an affiliate. I mean, I can. And if I get a sense that they're going to take the affiliate role, and somebody says to me, I want to think it over, or I have fun with the walkthrough. I'll tell them, oh, you must be married, I didn't enroll on the spot either. But say if I could give you a good enough reason so you can enroll right now, would you? And usually they'll say, yeah. And I say, well, it's a price increase coming, And I'll say, stamps are going up or something, I'll just have fun with them. And then if I can sense if they're not going to do it on the spot, I'll just say, well, I didn't roll on the spot either. I wanted to see what the card looked like. I waited till the day I got the card. Now, you should get the card. See, today's Monday. You should have it on Thursday. Let's talk Thursday. And on Thursday, you give me the decision whether or not you're going to do this as a business or not. And if we decide that's not the route you're going to take, then we'll just go ahead and roll you as a customer. Fair enough?
So you're already getting them to agree to something.
Right, absolutely. Because I really have a hard time understanding why somebody doesn't enroll. I mean, I just think it's the best service, the best keep-in-touch service going. I mean, I just think it's a fabulous program. And I really believe deep down that everybody's going to enroll that I show it to.
Interesting. Adam, I got a question for you. What's the number one thing you'd do different if you had to start all over again? You asked me that question. I want to ask you that question. What would you do different?
Yeah, when we first got started in this thing, it was a little bit different. Obviously, we approached a lot of salespeople and people that could use the service. Looking back over the, we didn't really have any background in network marketing. I don't think you did either. So when we saw this product, I just went out and said I could sell this thing. I'm not looking. You know, obviously I want people that want to build the business, but I knew I could sell. At that point, it was $299 to get someone signed up, and you know the wholesale was $199. For an extra $100, you could make your money back with if you get one person signed up. So I think my mistake was just going out and selling, you know, entrepreneur packages to people that were glorified wholesale customers, and that made it frustrating because, you know, people asked me, how many distributors did you have before you started to see some duplication and some people working? And I know Jeff signed up a couple of people that had some network marketing experience in his first few, so his group started to duplicate pretty quick. But for me, I tell people I probably had a couple hundred distributors on my team before I started to see other people working, and that was just because of the approach that I took in the beginning. So for me, if I were to start over again, I would definitely get someone signed up that wanted to be an entrepreneur or distributor, find out what they wanted to do, and then help them get started. I feel bad. I have people, distributors on my team that have become wholesale customers because they didn't renew, and I can't remember signing them up, and it's really bad. So I think you have to really take the new distributors that you have that want to work it kind of under your wing a little bit longer, make sure you get them started right, and then once they're on the right track, then you obviously, you know, you keep bringing in new blood. But that was one thing I didn't do, is I kind of let them fend for themselves, and luckily I threw enough stuff against the wall that, you know, some people decided to work and they didn't need too much help. So I think getting people started was one thing I didn't do a good enough job, and still, you know, trying to do better and better at that.
That's funny you talked about how you approach people, because I guess if you were to ask me what was the number two thing that I'd go back and do differently, is I certainly would. And my pitch would have been much different. My pitch would have been more business opportunity oriented, because I would rather have one business builder than 10 retail accounts, for sure.
Yeah, so
in 2010, that's going to change for me. I am going biz op like crazy.
That's the way I'm going too. I have a guy I've been working with, and he says, well, you know, when someone says, what do you do? If you say you have a greeting card business, well, yeah, you have a greeting card business, but are you looking for greeting card customers? You know, what you're offering is an opportunity for someone to make additional income. You know, what do you do? I help people create a secondary income. I help people create residual income. If you want to say you have a greeting card company that does postcards and greeting cards, then you're going to attract more customers. So. And I'd be curious to add, because I know you, you know, like you just said, is this a tool that you can use in your business? Are you going to change your tune at all, or are you going to keep, you know, obviously what you're doing works for you, but do you see yourself doing more business opportunity stuff or still doing more service first?
Well, you got to remember, Adam, my key is to get them to the gift account. I think if I can get anybody to the gift account, I am talking about the opportunity every single time. I mean, it's, 99% of the time anyway, so... I just need to get if I can get them to the website, show them how to send a card, I will get the conversation around to the opportunity. That being said, same thing with you, just echo David. I'm looking more for, I'd rather have one business builder and work with that one person than 25 other people that are just looking at it for, you know, make a couple hundred dollars a month type of thing. I mean, it's exciting to work with a person that wants to, you know, really make a large income, because they motivate you. And and I was very fortunate that I had both Jeff and Adam as people that wanted to build it as a business right from the beginning. I mean, you know, it took Adam a little bit longer to catch on to it, but Jeff certainly hit the ground running, and all of a sudden I go, whoa, I better get going, because, you know, I don't want to be left behind either. So. I'm leading more with the opportunity as we go forward. So,
yeah, we're all coming into our senses. But yeah. You know what I tell people now, like a guy who was with me on the plane, he says, so what do you do? I help people get started in their own greeting card businesses.
Yeah, there you go.
That is what I say now. Okay. Hey, Jeff, I got a question for you. So. I would imagine that by now you've kind of burnt through your warm market. So with that, and you moved to Tucson, what? Are you still in Tucson, Jeff?
I am, yep.
Okay, and so and you moved there, what, about a year ago?
A couple years ago, yep.
A couple years ago, but you started fresh there. You didn't know anybody there, did you?
Right, no, I didn't know anybody.
Okay, so now that you've burned through your warm market, how are you going to go, how are you going out finding new people to talk to?
You know, I do a lot like Adam does. He calls it lifestyle marketing. I kind of go outside the typical circles. When I came down to Tucson, I was really in BNI in Scottsdale as the president of my BNI group, and so naturally I went to the BNI circles and I joined a BNI group down here. But the BNI and the chamber circles really get hit hard with send out cards. So the minute I stepped outside of the BNI and the chamber circles, now there's not, I mean, I built my business off professionals and, you know, going to BNI and stuff like that. So there's nothing wrong with that. But how to find opportunity seekers is to go outside the typical channels for people that are actually looking for a different opportunity. I'll give you a couple of examples. Today I met with a couple of distributors at Chili's, and the waitress was, she had really good people skills, and I said, as I was leaving, I put one of my Make a Difference cards in there, in the where I paid my bill, and I said, out of curiosity, do you want to work at Chili's for, you know, how long do you want to work at Chili's for? She goes, well, I'm going to school. I go, well, I might have something better, a better payoff versus working at Chili's. So I'm constantly getting people like that. Let's see here. We're just doing a trade show that people are looking for opportunities and franchises. And this one guy is a CPA for low-income families. And I said, his name is Jerry. And I said, Jerry, he's looking for an opportunity outside of the tax season. I said, do you think those people that are in a low-income bracket are looking for different opportunities to make some extra money? So I'm only looking for right now people that want to earn extra money and women in general. That's it. I am not going off after business professionals unless they want to make extra money.
Wow, we're almost turning into network marketers.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, because, you know, raise your hand if you know someone that wants to make some extra money. Raise your other hand if it's you.
You know, David, we're talking, I have a coach that I take coaching lessons from, and she's in another network marketing company, and I asked her the question, I said, do you lead with the product or do you lead with the opportunity? And she says, what do you do? And I said, well, we have a very unique product, and she kind of chuckled. She says, we all do. And she says, no, I lead with the opportunity 100% of the time. She says, in the next, you know, especially the next 24 months, you really have to take advantage of this economy because it's almost, you know, in vogue to talk about your 401ks that went down to, you know, to 101s and what have you. And you really need to take advantage of that right now where everybody is so, receptive to alternative forms of income.
David, I've got another example. I've actually, using the T. Harv Eker method, I actually do a quarterly checkup on my finances. And he says to check where you are quarterly on your liabilities, assets, you know, whatever you have going on for your finances. And right now I'm up $500 with my finances that is managed by a professional money manager. Let me ask you a question. How much is your send out cards business up per month? Ours is going every single month. In fact, I wrote myself in 2008, I wrote myself 100% increase on my 1099. And I know my brother, my father did too, which is unheard of. So that's what I would kind of tell people and kind of steer people in that direction. And I don't have a problem with telling people that because I think we should do more of that, telling people the opportunity and the financial freedom that our opportunity provides.
Well, yeah, you get who you look for, right? I mean, if you're looking for retail users, that's who you will get. And if you're looking for business builders, that's who you will find.
Hey, David, when you I was reading on your website that your philosophy in marketing is to go after a niche market. and you gave the example where you have a big market in the consulting area with people that have pools and spas and things like that. My question is, are you approaching your send out cards business in the same vein?
You know what? If you were to go back and listen, Cody Bateman and Eric Laver did a call with me, I believe it was either the month after November 2005 when I signed up a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to that call, I think they still have it posted on the site. I talk all about niche marketing. It's like, look at this niche and that niche and that niche and go down niche marketing. And I was really into that. That is a great way to sell the retail version of this product. And quite honestly, I signed up tons of entrepreneurs doing that too, but they only signed up to be a glorified user of the system. So today, I don't go after niche markets. Today, I talk to the average person. And this is what I've really found. I have found that the average person usually is the one who is more hungry and the one who wants it more, the one who will stay with it more. I had a lot of big-time marketers join Send Out Cards, but they never had the patience and they never had the understanding to stick with it. And I found that I spun my wheels with those guys. And so, you know, when I hear of people signing up these big-time people or someone who signs up a lot of people via marketing, like that just happened in our company,
mm-hmm.
I don't worry about it too much because I've been there and done it, and I know that in order to build a big team, you need to find people who, A, want to do with this business. Only deal with people who want to do with this business. Because if you're trying to deal with people who don't want to do this business, you're not going to have fun. You're going to be a grinder. So find people who want to do the business, and those types of people come to you from all walks of life. They're all around you. Now, you can go in niche marketing, but those people are already business owners and are already busy with their own businesses. Anyways, that's my experience. That's what I found.
Isn't it interesting how we've all kind of changed and evolved since we first started, isn't it?
And you know, the funny thing is it's been recent. It hasn't been like in the last, a year or a year and a half. It's been like, and quite honestly, it's been like 2 or 3 months after DeMar's CD came out. We started switching our gears a little bit.
We love pain. You know, we're masochists. We like bashing our heads against the wall.
Well, I think you learn from other people. And I mean, sometimes you come into business with a skill set and you think, you know, you're going to take the skill set you have and bring it into this business. And I mean, because that's what you have to go with. But then if you start looking around and you see what some other people are doing, the success they're having, especially like you look at some of these other network marketing companies that have what I would consider a real Me Too product. I mean, how many juice companies do you have out there or vitamin companies do you have out there? And they're just making a ton of money because they're all leading with the opportunity. You know,
that's
the product's
exactly
almost,
right.
You know, the product's almost secondary. And we're such we have such an exceptional product that, yes, we do, but let's lead with the opportunity because that's where you're going to get where you're going to get the biggest bang for your buck, obviously.
Not only that, but you're when you sign up Business Builders, if you were to look at your group and your volume for your individual distributors, the top people, the top producing volume are people that are working the business. You can sign up customers all day long, but they're spending, $30 a month, which is great, but your business builders are spending a couple hundred bucks a month. They're making, far more than that, but, you want to build your volume quicker. You want to have more business builders. So, we're talking about, the target markets originally going after, salespeople and professionals and business owners, and now really we realize that our top two markets are people looking for an opportunity and the in-home woman market, because women buy 80% of, greeting cards and gifts. I was talking to a distributor earlier today, and I said, honestly, if you led with just the opportunity, obviously they're going to become card senders because, that's what we do. But if you lead with that first, you should 95% of the time sign up either entrepreneurs or retail affiliates. Rarely should you sign up a retail plus or a wholesale customer unless you're leading with, hey, let me show you this greeting card and postcard system. So, you know, I'm looking to, you know, 95% of the people I want to sign up are those two levels.
We had a Eagle's Nest call the other night, and we were talking about the crusade and the deal, and we're putting together a business opportunity presentation. We're talking, you know, how much crusade and how much deal should you put it? For those of you who don't know what the crusade and the deal is, the crusade is helping people become card senders and understanding, you know, how that helps. Excuse me. It's helping people to become card senders and reach out to other people, giving to them. That's the crusade. The deal
acting
is
on
making
prompting.
Money. But the cool thing is, the way I look at it is, the more you focus on the deal, the more you're fueling the crusade. The more we focus on the deal, the more people we get in, the higher duplication factor we have, the more it helps the crusade. And so, anyways, I didn't say that on our call, but that's why focusing on the opportunity is so important. And here's an interesting thing. See, our product makes sense in the marketplace, but a $30 juice drink doesn't make sense. So all they have left is to talk about the business opportunity. Some people think that's bad, but look at the good side of it. All they have to talk about is a business opportunity, and that's why they duplicate like crazy.
And we were
backwards for 2 years. We were absolutely backwards, and that's why I think 2010 is going to be a completely different playing field for this company. I truly believe that.
And when you lead with the business opportunity, and someone is in and they have a commitment to make money at this, then you get them to some of the events that show them the crusade and what this company is all about and the leadership behind it and the people that are in it. Then you've got a distributor for life if you've helped them get started, because A, they're committed, and B, they're part of something bigger than themselves, and everybody wants to be a part of something. So I think it's like you said, if you show them the deal, the crusade will take care of itself. The way to, you know, reach more people with our crusade is to have more business builders, have more distributors. That's the only way it's going to spread faster.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Adam. And you know, we were talking on our Eagle's Nest call the other night when Cody said we'll be going from a $50 million company to a $100 million company, because he's made predictions for the last 3 or 4 years that I've been there. He's hit none of them. But I really, really believe we're going to hit those numbers this year based on everything of the people that he's put in place, the programs that he's put in place. I really feel we're sitting in such a golden opportunity. And, you talk about putting more time and effort into 2010, David. You know, I certainly am, because this is the year coming up right now. I think we're just absolutely in a great situation.
I got a question for Adam. Adam, do you ever get frustrated that you're not making enough money in this business?
I think we all get frustrated. That's one thing I've learned to kind of deal with. When I got into this thing, you know, I saw how much Jordan was making, and it was very enticing. So, and he told me after a couple of years, you know, you'll probably be here. And you know, we've had some challenges, we know, over the last year, and it hasn't been where I wanted it to be. So yes, I get frustrated, and just like everybody else, you have good days and bad days, and good weeks and bad weeks, and even, you know, bad months. And you just have to, you know, stay strong to why you're doing the business, and stay committed and stay focused. And you know, the grass is always greener. And you could decide to quit and move on, but that's probably the point at which your business would start to take off. So I think it's such a key part in this business to manage your emotions. And when you're doing great, you keep your emotions in check. When you're high, you don't get too high. And when you're low, you don't get too low. And, when I get frustrated, I turn to my team members. I call, you know, my brother, my dad, Jordan. You know, I reach out to people. I send more cards. I kind of step out of myself and focus on other people instead of just on myself. And usually when I do that, things kind of take care of themselves.
Let me ask you, Jeff, what kind of other, this is for my benefit, what kind of other training do you guys do other than Monday night calls?
I knew you were going to ask that one. Let's see here. I told you on the cruise ship that I do a senior manager only call. I'm going to start implementing that coming up pretty soon, senior managers only on the call. And I've been really focusing on my current code, my executive code. So if you are a leader and you have leaders in your group, then I would focus on doing your own team call. Also, I put together a fast start program. I've kind of broken it down to how would you eat an elephant one bite at a time. I think the only dangerous part in send-out cards is we give people too much information. So what I did was I really broke it down in a little pieces where anybody could do it. And I actually had one person reply back, and one of the trainings was Jimmy Dick, where he says, you know, send out one prompting card and one promotion card and do one phone call a day. And this lady responded back to me. She goes, I can't do the DLE 8, print out the sheet, put in the numbers and all that stuff, but I can do two cards a day and one phone call. And I said, there you go. That's a success for me. And then I do accountability calls with my leaders. Their goal is to do a three-way call with me. So I have several appointments throughout the week, and we have a set appointment every single week that their main goal is to put someone on, a new team member or a prospective team member, on the call. I mean, just last week we signed up someone as a result, but we consistently do that every single week because it's not them telling their story, it's me telling my story, but they're edifying me and I'm edifying them, and it works like magic.
Interesting. You know, one of the things I am changing in 2010 is I used to do a training webinar every Thursday. So I would send out an email every week, and when someone comes in, the first 4 weeks, they get an email from me inviting them to this training webinar, and we would train them on how to use the system. Well, that's going to change. We are training them on actually how to get started introducing send out cards to other people. I looked back and I thought, you know, why did I do that? They can get trained by their sponsor. They can get trained. They can find training webinars on the site. They can call support. They have all these avenues for doing that. What I should have been doing all along is training them a 1-2-3-step way to just get started. Make a list of 5 people. Pick up the phone, give them a call, walk them through the system. So that's interesting that you say that because I'm starting that in 2000.
You'll have to send us a link so we can send our team members on those.
Oh, you betcha. You betcha. Okay. I have one more question for Jim. And I want to go back. It's the same question I had for Adam, and it's about people getting frustrated that they're not making enough money. And the reason I'm kind of harping on this is because in this business, you're very overworked and underpaid in the beginning. And if you stick with it, you're very overpaid and underworked. A lot of people don't get through that phase where they're overworked and underpaid. And so what do you do to help people get through that period?
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I don't care what business you're in. It takes a while to build any business. I sometimes think that because we're in a network marketing company, just because we join, you know, we're entitled to make a large income. You know, you still have to go to work, obviously. And, you know, Dave, I'm a firm believer, and I give you guys credit. I mean, people like, you know, Adam and Jeff and you and all the training and everything that you do and your calls and your leadership stuff. And I don't do that. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, you motivate yourself. I mean, when I first got in the business, I don't know if I made one phone call with Jordan. And we made one call together, and I remember going with him and thinking that, my goodness gracious, I'll never know as much as he knows, and they really helped me on that particular call. But I think the motivation has to come from within, and when I have people that get frustrated that they're not making the type of money that they want to be making, you know, we all have a ratio. I mean, it's, you know, we're all looking for that team builder to do, you know, to bring in a lot of people. And it's either, you know, one out of 100 people, or one out of every 200 or whatever it is. The unfortunate thing is you don't know what that ratio is until you succeeded. And, you know, so you just cannot quit. The person that quit is the one that loses. I've always been a firm believer that you have to look at the reasons why you're working. And those, I have many, many reasons why I'm working. And those reasons have to be stronger than the no's that you get and the no-shows and the people that say they're going to call you and they don't and the people that you think are going to do fabulous and they don't do anything. So you got to have your own reasons why you're working. And I just try to remind myself of those every single day. I try to be available to the people that I work, and I really do believe what Jordan says. You work with the people that deserve it, not need it. And I make myself available to the people that are really working this business, that are going to convention, that are on the calls, the people that go to the Treat 'Em Rights. And I really work with those particular people as much and as hard as I possibly can. So, and I've always been the type of person that I try to lead by example. And I try to keep in mind that this is, you know, it's just, it takes time, like anything. It just takes time. And I remember before I got in this business, Dave, I think you knew I was in the greeting card business.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it was a traditional business. And I'll never forget the last invoice I received before I got in to send out cards was an invoice for $16,500 just for envelopes. And I'm thinking, $16,500, that's the amount we had to buy in order to get the biggest discount and all that. And I look at this, for $398, you can start a business. And you can start get paid next week. I mean, my goodness gracious. I mean, it's just, this business is so easy to do. You just have to, you know, you just can't get frustrated by the little things. You can't major in a minor point. You've just got to go to work. And I was talking to a distributor the other day that makes about $1,000 a month. And I look at $1,000 a month, and I'm going, wow, I wouldn't want to make just $1,000 a month. He was thrilled with it, and we got talking, and he says, do you realize how much money I'd have to have in the bank to make $1,000 a month? And he said, I'd need to have about $2.8 million in the bank. And where am I possibly? I never would have got that if it hadn't been possible for send out cards. Because now, in a little less than 3 years, I'm doing about $1,000 a month, works at very, you know, obviously works at very part-time, and he's created $1,000 a month. I mean, where would he have gone out and find $2.8 million in the same time? You can't save it. He wasn't going to inherit it. So I try to keep everything in perspective and, you know, look at your goals. And that will just, you know, you got to be strong enough goals, and then you don't get this frustrated.
And we got to finish up, too, because we got Jordan's call coming up here. Anything you want to close with, Dad or Jeff or David?
Yeah, I'd like to say, David, thank you very much. You've, you know, I mean, since you hit the send out cards, you've been number two wage earner. You've been a role model for all of us, and I mean, just the way you handle yourself on stage and with your team, and you just epitomize what Send Out Cards is all about, and we're thrilled to have you on our call and consider you a friend.
Thank you very much. Back at ya.
Okay.
this
guys.
Call will be recorded, and Dave, I'll send you the link, so if you want to send it out to your team, and it'll be on our website, thepackerteam.com, password the Packer Team. So hope everybody had a great night, and we'll talk to you all next week.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
See ya.